USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is now in Poland. This comes after the White House said there was a temporary breakdown in communications between Poland and the United States concerning sending fighter jets to Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains that additional jets for Ukraine could also put NATO forces at risk of being dragged into a bigger conflict with Russia.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO.
U.S. officials are warning that Russia could use chemical weapons in an attack on Ukraine, an official with the Biden administration telling NBC News that the United States is concerned after Russia made a claim that Ukraine was planning a false flag chemical weapon attack. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A New Orleans airport says former President Donald Trump suffered plane trouble over the weekend. New Orleans Lakefront Airport Director Bruce Martin telling the local paper in New Orleans the former president's flight suffered an engine failure over the Gulf of Mexico. The plane safely landed at Louis Armstrong, New Orleans International Airport. A ship that sank over 100 years ago has been located.
The legendary wooden ship Endurance has been found in remarkably good condition. 10,000 feet underwater in the Weddell Sea, that's off the Antarctic coast towards South America, where it sank in 1915. Irish explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton was trying to reach the South Pole, abandoned the Endurance after it became trapped in ice. The ship was crushed by ice and sank 4 miles off its last reported position. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 654 points on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is being called a beast by the House Speaker. During her weekly briefing, Nancy Pelosi said she talked on the phone with the Ukrainian president for 45 minutes. She accused Putin of overseeing crimes against humanity. A Maryland man who received a historic pig heart transplant has passed away. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage.
DC superhero fans will have to wait a bit longer for some highly anticipated films. Warner Brothers announcing The Flash, Black Adams, and Aquaman 2 all have been pushed to 2023. However, fans will get to see the sequel to Shazam nearly 6 months earlier than originally planned, as it now will be released on December 16th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.